We're up to the tennis, BP. Yeah, Brett Phillips has been doing a great job. He's here thanks to First Serve Tennis Sunscreen. Go to sunblesssunscreens.com.au. BP, the finalists for the women are set finally.
They are, Kev. It's a bit of sporting theatre this morning. The longest women's semi-final, it went the journey, but eventually a lady from the Czech Republic, 25 years of age. She was mentored by the late Jana Novotná, who was a great story in tennis when she finally broke through tears to win Wimbledon. And she's mentored Barbora Krejčíková, who would never, ever have dreamt that she'd be on this stage in a singles final. She has been world number one in doubles. She's won two women's Grand Slams in doubles, had been a solid singles player. But she has had her moment. I'll tell you what, she was on fumes in the second set, let me tell you. She just about ran out of gas. 9-7 in the end, fifth match point. She saved a match point. It was just a great tussle, gladiatorial tussle, one-on-one, bang, back and forth, stretch to the corners, drop shots, power, emotion. It's just what we love about live sport.
So who will she play in the final?
She will play Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, Tim. So she deserves her spot. You know, has waited a long time to get to this moment to make a Grand Slam final. Her 52nd Grand Slam that she's entered, and she makes her first final. So she's been on one hell of a journey as well. So, yeah, at the end of it, we're going to get a new champion, which the French, as we've said before, if you go through the honour roll, there are many who have won one Grand Slam and has come at the French Open.
Rafa and Joker tonight. What do you think?
I'm going to have a really, really good nap beforehand. I don't want to miss a moment of this, Tim. This is going to be fantastic. I don't need matchstick eyes for this one, so I have to be nice and sharp. 58th meeting. I'm that excited about it because Nadal, you know, you just love watching him in Paris. But there's a twinkle in the eye of Djokovic. He wants this as much as he's ever wanted to beat Nadal in his career. He's got to overcome a 19-7 head-to-head on clay. He's got to overcome a 7-1 head-to-head at the French Open. But I think this is going to be extremely close. I think Djokovic is up for the challenge. But, I mean, I'm not brave enough to go against Nadal because history says you just don't go against him. But history is there to be broken as well. So it's going to be an absolute classic. I think one of their best.
How long is it going to go for, BP? Because if I'm to sit down and have a look at this final, I need to know roughly how long it's going to go for.
Well, I don't think it'll go as long as that Australian Open final, which was, what, about 5 hours, 53 minutes. That was something epic. I don't know how both stood there at the trophy presentation, to be quite honest. It's at least got 3 or 4 hours in it, I think. Four sets. If it goes four, it'll be four long sets. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough one to stay up for the whole journey, I can tell you.
Were you able to recognise them after that, with all that clay that sticks to them during the course of the game?
Oh, no doubt.
Stupid question, Tim. One of Tim's worst questions for the week. He's had a couple of good questions, and then he comes up with a... You have every right to say, stupid question, Tim.
I'm too respectful.
You are, I know, BP.
I'm sorry if that was a stupid question.
You couldn't recognise them at the end of the game because they'd have clay all over them?
Well, there's so much clay that sticks to the players when they play a tough five set like that. It's very hard. Hard to recognise them at the end of all that.
You've ruined your track record. Hey, BP, go well, my friend. You've been outstanding, and we'll hear from you over the course of the weekend.
Indeed. Thank you, gents. Always a pleasure.
On your BP.
Here for First Serve Tennis Sunscreens. Go to sunblesssunscreens.com.au.